Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today we are in the spooky season. It's almost Halloween. And I got a question or a comment followed by a question. It's spooky season, bitch. What's the sluttiest outfit you've worn to a Halloween party? And please share pics. So this inspired me, thank you to the person that asked me this, to talk about costumes and how it can really illuminate some body positivity and self-love and acceptance, as well as so many things that I talk about and so many themes that really relate to this podcast. And so I thought it'd be fun to go down memory lane and share some slutty costumes with y'all. So let's dive into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Before we get started, speaking of going down memory lane with some of my favorite slutty outfits and costumes I've worn in the past, I want to let you know that if you're into, you know, going down memory lane with me, seeing my self-expression, you now can access my FetLife account, which I know so many of you have been asking me that. I've been getting that question a lot and I've been toying with what I want to do. I know some of you have my FetLife, but there's a lot of you that don't have it. So you can just access it through my Patreon. There's like a second tier that I added, and it's just kind of, you know, you can make this one-time payment and then go back down to the lower tier or do whatever you wish. But basically, if you pay for that higher tier, you get access and get to see what my username is and get to go all the way back to Young Barbie back in 2016 when I launched my FetLife account and started sharing, you know, nudes for the first time. And so it's kind of fun, similarly to how my Instagram is, you know, I've never deleted those old pics. I've kept it. It's kind of like my diary. And that's really what I'm going to be giving to you in the world eventually is my book, which is in diary format. And so, you know, it feels really good to be vulnerable with you all and to share more of me with you. And so if that's something that you've been interested in seeing, It's now available for you. So yeah, check that out on my Patreon. Okay, let's get into Halloween. The first thing I want to talk about is just this way that you can really, costumes are a great way for you, obviously, to express yourself. It's a great space for self-expression, but it's also a great space to play with kind of your identity and to open up and to tap into some sides of you that maybe you've been suppressing. And it's just really a space for you to really just be whatever you want to be. And so that's what I think is really cool about it, because it's kind of this judgment-free space. We don't all live in LA or New York or these places where you can be very open with your fashion. And so Halloween is that time for everybody across the globe to really tap into whatever you want. And so the first thing that I thought it'd be fun to talk about is gender bending. And I was thinking about this and I was like, dang, have I ever dressed up as a dude for Halloween? I actually don't think I ever have, but I am going to share this one picture that I did for a bachelorette weekend where we were all supposed to dress up like our types. And I did dress up like a dude there. So this picture, I covered myself in some fake tattoos. I'm wearing like, you know, a cutoff. I got some of these, you know, kind of bro pants going on. And I was just channeling my masculine energy that whole day. But for Halloween, you know, I couldn't recall a time where I dressed like a guy, but there's so many times where I've been with friends. I remember even growing up, my sister was Elvis Presley one year, and I remember I was Jasmine. And but anyways, that year my mom took some of my dad's chest hair and like taped it to this chest piece, and she just rocked that all night, and I just loved that. Solid memory. But yeah, there's a lot of costumes that you're able to tap into. You know, my partner's worn a dress to Pride before. Like, it's fun to really just kind of express yourself in different ways and play with that gender bending, because so many of us are very fluid in that gender spectrum. And so that's just one area that I think could be really fun for you if you haven't tried it. And it will illuminate sides of you that maybe, like I said, you've kept suppressed, and it's going to be like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I kind of like leaning into this masculine energy, or I kind of liked acting like somebody else. that's another big part of these costumes is they kind of open different sides of your personality, whether it's being bold or confident or maybe a little bit more submissive. So in high school, this is one of my oldest pics I found of a costume. I was Tarzan and Jane with in a relationship with someone, and my mom helped me make this costume, which was fun. But I love group costumes too, because again, I talk a lot about how community is so important in the sex positive space and in the kink space. Like, it's so important to find people that are like-minded and that make you feel accepted and seen, and that don't put off that judgment energy that we can often get from family members or people that we love that aren't familiar with the space. And so I just feel like there's so many comparisons here, but group costumes, I've had some really great group costumes. And again, it's like you're next to people that you love and your friends. And so you feel accepted, you feel loved, and you feel bold and proud to be in whatever you're wearing. So one of my first best group costumes is we were crayons. So we were all these different colored crayons, and we made these shirts into dresses and drew the whole Crayola thing. And I was a green crayon, and I had this cute green and black tights going on, and I just looked adorbs. And we all had just accessories going with our colored crayons that we wear. My next favorite group costume that I was Kiss, which obviously, yes, the full face paint. We did the whole thing. There's me with my tongue sticking out. Oh my God. That was just like one of my favorite costumes. And we also sang karaoke that night. I forget which song we sang, but obviously it was a Kiss song. There was another group costume I did not long ago where we were WWE wrestlers. So that was a good time. Yes, this picture here, so fun. We were having a great time. But yeah, it's fun to do group costumes if you haven't, or couples costumes obviously are super popular. But it's just, again, it's a great way to feel confident in whatever expression you feel like being, and, you know, having that wonderful, delicious choice to be something else for the night. I feel like I have to talk about me expressing myself as an animal, because that's really common, I feel like, is, you know, feeling slutty and sexy as a cat or, you know, whatever it is. I feel like deers became really popular lately. I specifically feel like my slutty costumes were never super slutty. Like, I feel like, I guess here I have like all this frizzy hair. This was back in college, and I was some sort of animal, a tiger or no, like a leopard. I also did several animals where I would just put like blood on my face and be like a scary but sexy animal, which I think is fun because, you know, sex and violence are kind of tapping into that same side of your brain in a way. And so I do feel like tapping into this like sexual nature, and then also tapping into this like vampire, violent blood and gore. Like, it's just kind of sexy. And so I've definitely had many Halloweens where I just put like blood on my face, or here I'm like this dead bird. So I'm like wearing this feather mask, but then I have like blood on my chest. And yeah, here's me as another sexy little tiger. Yes. And so these are fun too, because, you know, I've talked here on the podcast about, you know, tapping into your animal nature in the bedroom. That's a really common kink for people. I was talking to a friend not long ago who has been dating this dominatrix, and she's been like putting him in a cage, and she's been putting like a bowl of milk out, and he's just been like licking it up like a cat and tapping into this like kitty nature. And it's just like a kind of a submissive side that you can play with in these power play dynamics. But yeah, creating a fantasy or creating a role play scene, that can be really fun. And so it's kind of fun that we dress up like these animals and make it sexy. And we're comfortable doing that. The majority of people are comfortable doing that, but not a lot of us are really comfortable with crawling around and acting like a cat in the bedroom. So I just challenge you, you know, maybe this time next week when you're dressing up as something, maybe try to channel that in the bedroom too. Try to channel some of that energy there too. And it can be really fun to tap into that animalistic nature, to crawl around, to feel sexy, you know, to growl, to get into these kind of like I don't know, these raw natures, it can be very empowering. So I do challenge you to do that. And then, you know, face paint is one of my favorite ways to express myself around Halloween, wigs and face paint. And so here I'll just give you a slew of just fun times where I played with my makeup. And if you're listening, you know, I have a lot of, so you can't see the actual pictures, but I have a lot of skeleton faces. I have a clown face. I have, the Day of the Dead face. And then into 2020 time, these are fun because I was in a full mask, but I'm still dressing up. You know, I always dress up for work. I'm usually working. and then here's another fun, you know, Disney princesses and tapping into characters. You know, I have a cosplay event coming up soon. And it's very common for us to want to tap into being these Disney princesses or, you know, being a character that we love. And that's just a fun way, again, to express yourself and feel like another thing for the night and obviously play with your different personalities and have fun with it. So here I was obviously from 101 Dalmatians and tapping into that. That was a fun little photo shoot we had. And then another time as an adult, I was a kid Jasmine, and here's me as an adult Jasmine too. So and then here's me again as a little devil. And I think that's some of these. Oh, I was also Little Red Riding Hood. That was back in college. Oh my gosh. It's a time to play. I love like the playfulness of it, the self-expression, which I know I've talked about already. Just the idea that you're able to explore these certain sides of your personality, like I already mentioned. But really just like embracing these different aspects of ourselves can really help us break free from these like societal expectations that are often put on us and really connect to our true selves, which I think is so important. And that's really what I talk about every week is embracing your erotic truth and harnessing that sexual power. And so by dressing up, whether it's Halloween or in the bedroom, these are ways for you to really find your true self and really tap into these different energies in these different spaces and feel true to who you are. And it's playful and it's fun. And I'm always talking about how you need to be playful and fun in the bedroom and in your everyday life. It's just going to make you live just a life full of happiness and excitement. But there's this other idea that I want to touch on is, you know, revealing clothes can also be this like radical act of body positivity. So it's like, okay, sometimes when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're like very, you know, shaming our body or saying things that we don't love about ourselves. And by wearing this like kind of revealing clothes or by putting on these short skirts or these high boots, it can often make us feel sexy and it can make us feel positive about our body because you know, a lot of times Halloween's the only time where I'll put on like fake eyelashes and it's like fun to, you know, dress up and put on a little bit more makeup and have fun with it. So this is also a time for a lot of people to be like, oh, like I am spending a lot more time on my image today, or I'm spending a lot more time on expressing myself in this different way or this face paint or this outfit. And so it can make you feel really good because of all of that time and energy you're putting into it. And so it can also be like being positive to your body and treating yourself with like love and respect and all of that. So I think that's another great tool that you can just recognize when you're dressing up next week for Halloween is to like look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh yeah, I love my body the way it is. Like, look at how awesome it looks in this outfit. And another thing is, you know, it can feel really sexy and powerful and liberating to just own your choices. And it's important to make your choices, whether it's fashion, whether it's relationships and life and voting. You know, it's time to vote pretty soon. I hope you all are going to vote if you're living in the States. But yeah, owning that choice, owning that decision to be, you know, a tiger or to be a Disney princess or whatever it is, or to be a dirty devil it's kind of empowering and it's just accepting your truth and accepting your choice. And that can feel really good too. is just a fabulous feeling that you can again kind of bring into your work for that week or your relationship for that week, or hopefully bring it into your life. But it's just a good reminder, like, hey, I made this choice. I spent all this time and energy on this costume. I look fucking good. And yeah, it's a great way to just kind of own your choice and just kind of unapologetically be you, even if you don't look like yourself. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is kind of this slut stigma. I think that stigma is something that I've definitely started embracing recently more of, is kind of like squashing that stigma and embracing this word slut. And so I think even if you decide not to be slutty, like, as you can see, you know, I definitely like to put a lot of blood on my face and have some fun with kind of the gory side of it, but I still like to dress sexy and kind of have that dichotomy, which is fun. Anyways, the slut side of it, I think, is just another way for you to like harness that word and remind yourself that, yes, I am a slut, or yes, I'm looking slutty, but that's okay. This word slut doesn't mean that I don't respect myself. The words, you know, the fact that I'm looking slutty doesn't mean that I don't respect my body or my choices or my sexual partners. It doesn't mean that I don't communicate. Like, I just feel like there's all these, this stigma around the word slut still. And I would just challenge you this year or next week when you're dressing up is to be like, oh yeah, like I am looking slutty, but I just want you to harness that word and just know that slut is a powerful term. And I just want, again, it's fun to, it's a good thing to remind ourselves, own it. And maybe you've already decided what you're going to wear next week, or maybe you're not even dressing up or doing anything, but just use it as an opportunity to tap into your sultry side, to tap into your bold nature, to be a little more daring, or to be a little bit more timid if you feel like you're very daring in your everyday life. Just try something a little bit new. I think that's what I love so much about Halloween, is because we're able to explore. And I know so many of us have like different costumes for different weekends or different nights of the week. And so it really is a chance for you to truly explore and be creative and have fun with it. And that's what I like to do in the bedroom too, is to constantly be having those conversations with yourself, with your partner. Be creative, be bold. You know, ask questions, have those conversations and be like, oh, what can we try new this week? Or maybe, you know, next month when, you know, we don't have the kids, let's try to think of a fantasy that we can fulfill, or a way that we can dress up, or a night out on the town that's different than our normal lives. And it's just a good reminder to express yourself, be bold, have fun with it, play, please play, and, you know, love yourself and really accept who you are and accept these different natures that come out of you, and talk about it afterwards. Journal if you're exploring this with yourself or with your partner. Be like, wow, you know what? That was really fun to dress up like that, because it really illuminated this side of me that I didn't even know existed. And it can just be a great way to grow and evolve and learn more about yourself and just kind of learn these new aspects of your personality and of your body and of yourself. And please, if you're going to dress up, and I want you to feel good in whatever outfit that is, bring that energy back to your body, to yourself, to your relationship, and have some fun with yourself. Love yourself, hold yourself, touch yourself. I encourage you, please, to do that. Okay, sweets, I'm going to let you go. Well, real quick before I let you go, the last time I had that sweet release was yesterday. And I feel like the last few times I've shared this with you, I've been having several, and there was several again. It was lovely. It was partnered pleasure session, just our normal day, daytime lay. And it was amazing. Vibrator time, penetration time, some oral time. And it was just a quickie, 10 or 15 minutes. But I had several. I don't remember how many, probably 5 or 6. Yay. That felt good. But okay, I'm going to let you all go. Thank you, sweets, for coming back week after week. Have a happy Halloween if you're celebrating, and I'll see you next week. All right. Talk soon. Bye.